what we should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic, for the Republic to fight back. Right here, right now.
Right here, right now, you're listening to Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. And we are actually in the car, kind of like last time. The last time was outbound. We're inbound back to Summit County, the land where they have their own local currency. And as many of the listeners would already know, I'm just returning from a visit to Florida to help set up a regimen of smoothies, etc., for my mother has been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And the tumor has gone down additionally, and we had a regimen set up. My dad was going to pick up ingredients. My sister was going to blend the food in the blender. She's got one of those real nice ones. And my dad would then regularly deliver them along with Kangen water, which is ionized water. We had an episode on that yesterday. So those are the steps, and then there's a wrench thrown into it. And we'll be talking about that in the first hour. And then in the second hour, we're going to talk about entrepreneurship and different types of people. And, you know, this gets into a lot of self-help stuff where you're doing and honing your marketing skills, honing your life skills to make yourself a more marketable person or to make your product itself more marketable, to innovate the product, and then finally the way to bring that message to the market, targeting your specific kind of customer. So we're going to do a whole hour on that because that's some really interesting stuff. Marketing, and once you learn how to market, it's one of the most liberating things that you can achieve in your whole life, because you can work really for any kind of business, any place, anywhere, and just use a lot of basically sociology and psychology as a tool in a systemized plan. You know, it's essentially what they use, the bad guys do, in order to program our minds to believe that they want to save us or help us or be good to us or earn our support. It's the means by which they get people to love their servitude. So that's marketing, but it doesn't have to be used to do bad stuff. You can use it for good stuff. And we'll be detailing that. As it applies to different types of people, what's the optimal kind of person to become a local currency activist? We're not really looking for a revolutionary. An entrepreneur is really what we're looking for, because revolutionaries don't necessarily solve anything. Not necessarily. A good entrepreneur does. We'll be right back.
Are you ready for the real revolution, which is the evolution of the mind? If you seek, then you shall find that we all come from the divine. You dig what I'm saying? Now, if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, then universally we will stand, and divided we will fall, because love.
The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or REBA is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or REBA is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal Debt Jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurers' liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the Jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hours.
Hey, aloha. I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution. Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because, one, it is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. Two, the money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. Three, the parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com.
Indeed not. It's beginning to rain here as we're traveling up into the mountains and returning to the center of the revolution which has a specific plan for a step-by-step universal debt jubilee. Check it out. You can see the whole list. If you look, go onto Facebook at Wayne Walton. My profile picture has a red button, Jubilee, says reset. And basically we're looking to reset the game of life, the ride. It should be a fun ride. The ride isn't fun for a whole lot of people because there's some just lazy guys that have set up a system which they innovated, and it's actually extremely diabolical. It's extremely impressive. They have enslaved the majority of the planet, and most of the slaves don't realize that they're slaves. And if you tell them that they're slaves, they get mad at you for saying it. It's pretty amazing. So think about it. I think it's Edmund Burke that had the quote, none are so helplessly enslaved than those who wrongly believe they are free. And that is the exact and specific and precise paradigm under which we are living today. So let's fix the game. Let's reset it. Let's change some of the rules that aren't performing well for us, such as a debt currency based on where usury is applied. That is the fundamental original source code problem in this mess. And we can fix it. So that is our challenge for entrepreneurs out there who are of the type of mind, and maybe you don't, I think we all can be an entrepreneur, and all that means is you're a problem solver that sets up a system that solves a problem. Well, we got a problem. Let's solve it. It's that simple. We want to reset this game and make a paradigm which is more abundant and beneficial for everyone, not that aggregates all of the wealth in the hands of a few that do some very sinister things with it. That's a synopsis. Like, just treat it like a board game. Just imagine you had a table, and you're, when my family is together for holidays and even this, you know, this visit back to Florida, we play board games, and, you know, generally they involve a strategy, the kinds I like anyway do. And the strategy here is no violence, no hate, no anger, no cheating. Gotta be fair. All of the good basic rules that are the tenets for all of the religions generally. So those are the rules. Then the strategy involved in the game is that with the goal to achieve victory in the game, we have to reset the game, make it fair, make it abundant. We can have each county set up as a separate laboratory to create a standard of living which provides the most abundance without violence, without coercion. And, you know, if people want to do the gold thing, do it. People want to do whatever. If they want to do Bitcoin, cool. So we want to set up the environment for effectively a marketing and management database management system, banking system. That's really what it is, an alternative banking system, banking and lending, and that will serve us and provide abundance. And whatever the name on that goes is irrelevant, because this hasn't been done before, ever, 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 ever. There may have been a usury-free society, but they didn't really have lending when they had usury-free. We're going to have lending. We can have beneficial lending just with our beneficial or benevolent money. So, okay, the update that I had on my mother was everything was all set. Got it all set up. It was awesome. Basically, she was moved from the hospital to the the nursing home. I was stuck for a word there. Choice, of course, knew it. And we brought her over there, brought all of her stuff, which is a lot of stuff because we've been, you know, platooning, different food additives, natural sweeteners, all of these holistic foods, additives, supplements, et cetera, et cetera. And then the big jugs, I changed out our plastic jugs to glass because we don't want this just to be for my mother who's going to be saved. We want this to be for everyone. And by the way, is going to be saved is the mindset that you bring to this game, because that's what doers have. Doers fix things. They don't just talk. They fix things. I didn't go to Florida to go preside over the last viewing of my mother. I went there with the mission so that she would be provided an environment where health, her body, and God's great creation can heal itself, rather than having these poisons being introduced via the so-called food system. So that was the challenge. And just like, you know, we're asserting these challenges to each other. To go to the environment, we got that situated, and it's like, oh, you know, at this point, the swelling has gone down significantly. I would say, like, at least 50%. So when you have this dramatic improvement, all at once, she was getting chemo, Kangen water, supplements, smoothies. The supplements we were using were Manatech, that Joby promotes. And so anyway, we're doing a whole bunch of things all at the same time, so you don't really have any kind of benchmark or capacity for what to attribute the improvement. But that's unavoidable. You know, there's nothing that could be done there. But ultimately, on the ongoing basis, everybody on the planet that with half a wit would recognize the beneficial nature of eating all green stuff instead of, which will decay. It will decay because it's alive now. That's the thing. Whereas their food is all dead, it won't decay. And you can test that for yourself by taking your McNuggets and throwing them in the street and see what happens. Put one up on the curb and drive by it a couple days for a week, or put it on your stoop at your house. Like, do this, because this is what you're feeding your children. This is what you're feeding your parents. This is what you're feeding your beautiful wife, perhaps. We have to change this, and the only way we're going to change that, if you care about food health, you better care about monetary truth, because that is the way that we fix food health, because otherwise we can't afford it. We can't afford to eat. You know, some people can, but the majority cannot. They're forced to eat non-food. They're forced to shop at Walmart. We need to change these things. We need to care. We need to set our goals higher, not to exist, but to live a life by design with ambitious goals that inspire other people's minds, light brush fires. That's what's going on. And so with respect to my mother, is that we brought two smoothies, put them in a refrigerator, and marked them with their names so it wasn't confused, etc. Everything was all set. I left her yesterday feeling a sense of victory and think that things are moving in the right direction. And then the government gets involved. It's not really the government. It's a corporate fascist state. The United States is a corporation. Just so you know, now you know. And now this representative of the medical cartel says that, oh, no, the food that you're providing here, these raw green smoothies, they might have bacteria in them. And because of that, I can't risk giving that to them. Supposedly, my parents protested and say, we've gotten permission from the other doctor that it's all good. This doctor or nutritionist, I think it's a nutritionist, so-called. You know, just think of the absurdity of that as a nutritionist that presides over institutionalized food, that one is hard-pressed to discern whatever it is that you're eating when it's in the bin, and then even after it's in your mouth, you can't discern what you're actually eating. So anyway, that's the nutritionist says, no, can't happen. You can continue with the Kangen water therapy. That's not a problem. So I guess a partial victory is the way to view that. And the next step is getting somebody there to do a direct face-to-face contact with that individual and hopefully develop a relationship. So we will be right back to talk about how we can make that move forward. For the profit, bombs for the savior, false flags and erratic behavior, water full of chemicals, leaked all the nutrients, fill the sky up with toxic pollutants.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
Former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan, as a representative of Mammon, they are the elite class which feed parasitically off the commercial energy of the people. They are vampires. That's why there's so many vampire movies, by the way, on the TV, is that they want the bits. Obviously. But there's a real good, I saw a poll online that was talking about how adolescent girls, if they're asked the poll question, that would they sooner marry Jesus or a vampire? And they sided with, because they have excellent programming. Again, the system's diabolical. And the pacifist, who was the truth, the light, the way, that's not the selection, because he's boring. That's no fun. Not showing you how cool and courageous he is, because that's how I am, and that's what I'm modeling my life after. And just targeting one group with my passion, and that is the money changers. So that is the entire come from that I have. So when people attack me, yeah, I love for you, baby, and kill them with kindness. And there are people that are attacking, and it doesn't matter. Ultimately, you know, once again, for every thousand hacking at the branches of evil, there is one who strikes the root. I'm here to recruit more to strike the root. I am striking dead center with a bullseye the root. So, with mathematic precision, with alacrity, with dexterity, with all the focus and passion of all of my being, I am focusing on that root. Because that's how you do it. That's how you create a spiritual orgasm. That's how you create a miracle, is with specific and tactful and strategic focus. And that's how anybody's able to do anything expressing their artistry. That's how I express my artistry. That's how, with that sort of focus, that's how anybody, the wandering monks, Jordan Page, that's how they do the magic that they do. And we're just channeling this artistry and my unique ability, and we're going to set up a system to manifest all of this. So time to get excited, time to start believing, time to focus, time to stop complaining, time to stop complaining, and just reporting. Reporting, let's do 10% reporting on the facts and about 90% activity as to implementing systems which enabled us to get out of these Hegelian dialects, to achieve abundance, to achieve victory. Let's get focused on problem solving, problem solution, cooperating with the other teams, not being divided by the other teams. I can talk, I don't think there's one, I could speak to an atheist, I can speak to an Occupy person, or a Tea Party person, a neocon, a pro-lifer, a pro-choicer, and that's the way to be, because I, you know, love your brothers, love your sisters, love mankind, love humanity, unite. The one is the message. The one is the destination. The one is the goal. The goal, and you know what, irrespective of everything we do, that's where we go, we return to the one. So why not go out on the good side rather than performing or being neutralized by the dark side? It's that simple. It's a choice. Speaking of choices, what are the two choices? Love or fear. And I scared choice. She's driving and concentrating like she should be. And we're just coming in. And, like, by the way, for people that have never been to Summit County, it's... sometimes we forget to mention, it is beautiful, like off the chain beautiful. The only place I rival that I like that we've been is Lake Tahoe, and where we happen to be is, you know, Vail is beautiful, Summit's beautiful. Going down the Million Mile Road out in western southwest Colorado. Colorado is magnificent, and just like choice, God spent just a little bit more time making both of them. And that's the thing, is for people to come here for the natural beauty, come here for the experience of mountain hours. I'm like representing the Chamber of Commerce right now. But, yeah, that's really it, because, you know, effectively, here's the deal. Whoever controls the money, that's the wandering monk. Speaking of magic, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012, TheMountainHours.com. The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without the reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit. People counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschilds' gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012, TheMountainHours.com.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, cause it's gonna be using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit. It could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing, yo, we're not gangsta. Those are devils from the Wall Street banks.
Oh, it will be good if the people could get together in the streets in the hood. That's the whole idea. It's that simple. What local currency does is it builds local, it rebuilds them, which have been destroyed by globalism. Mountain Hours has a black belt in bringing down globalism. Mountain Hours has a black belt, a triple black belt in 10 different disciplines of bringing down, because that's how it was designed. It was designed with that intention. I mean, literally, this is obviously all I think about is problem solving this particular thing. It's just it's my natural entrepreneurial skill. It's one of my unique abilities. Just like you have awesome, you have awesome, awesome, you do. You have 10 awesome, every one of you, unique abilities. And what we want to do is network together so that you can do the stuff that I'm not good at, and I can do the stuff that you're not good at, and among us, we'll create something that is the sum is greater than the sum of its parts. I was having a George Bush moment there where I was forgetting my my own little saying. That is the whole point, is for us to get together and network and develop a system, not rely upon someone else that I don't have all the answers. I need help with this. I'm asking for help with this, because the things that you do naturally and easily, like literally my show is 2 hours long. I rarely use any notes for this. So, you know, obviously sometimes they meander. But the point is on this innovation philosophy system, my mind works on it constantly. And we are going to achieve victory, because I'm going to put together an elite team of entrepreneurial ninjas to solve this riddle, because that's all it is. And then once the people move toward the solution, we will franchise this, and that's it. That's what's beautiful. It's like entrepreneurs create franchising systems. They don't have to be bad. You know, just because you franchise the system, it's just software. Like, there's some software systems that are benign, like, but ultimately, any technology can be used for good or evil. This technology, and by the way, it's voluntary, this technology people will elect to use, communities will elect to use, Chamber of Commerce will elect to use, local governments. So it's set up that a government can use it, or a corporation. Ultimately, it will achieve the same end. Abundance. You just plug, you know, get your people together, plug them into this system, and in the same way that, you know, you can set up a software program. It's really, that's all it is a banking software. Just going to take away the bad rules, the rules which are based upon a fraud of usury, you know. And usury is not over interest, it's any interest. Or riba. And that's the reason why Christians, Muslims, and Jews will all agree together that we need to fix this. We will unite all of us. And quite honestly, that phrase, that's a universal truth, is unite or die. Think about it deeply. Unite, or it's just not like a, it's just not some teabagger thing, you know. Occupy, we love you. Tea Party, we love you. Ron Paul revolutionaries, we love you. Time to get together. Time to make it better forever. Forever. Forever, everyone. And this solution is right here and right now. And this idea needs to be brought to the people in a way that is non-threatening. It's not scary. You can just talk about it. You can wrap your arms around it. It's simple. It's just local money, organic money. And just like, you know, this hospital, you know, I keep saying it's like my mom's taking chemo. She's got 15 chemicals called prescriptions in her that have no idea of what their interaction is. They have no idea, because they change weekly, her prescriptions. Like, there's like a constant 10, and then they sprinkle it with 10 or, you know, 5 different ones, depending upon whatever particular symptom she has at that point, and it never cures anything. All right. But the doctor, like a well-trained zombie, is telling her, no smoothies. So the organic living solution, that's what's going to kill her. Unbelievable. It's basically for the same reason like raw milk is illegal. Like, oh, there might be bacteria. Yeah, because not everything's dead. It's possible. That's how it works. Oh, my God. So anyway, it just makes you angry. But it's just another challenge. We're going to overcome that challenge. Or we are going to have a field day on this radio show with bringing that doctor's name up constantly as one who interfered with just nutrition. Like, she doesn't have to believe in all this stuff, that holistic is the way, but at least she could agree that something that's green is more healthy than something that's institutionalized food. She should have, otherwise she should have her license removed. So maybe that's the threat. Because this is my mom's health we're talking about. Get out the way. Get out the way. And that's how we need to defend everybody, not just our mothers, defend all of our tribe, defend all of our people. Get out of the way. Get out of the way. There's a you know, a silly thing that we'd say to each other in at Officer Candidate School. Gangway or sick bay. Meaning the Marines are coming through, we've got a something extremely urgent going on, and everything's freaking urgent at boot camp. So anyways, gangway or sick bay. So for the entrepreneurs that are creating voluntary problem resolution, problem solutions, systemized programs to create abundance, gangway or sick bay, you know, and I'm not talking about physically hurting anybody, but your reputation, your professional reputation may become injured. Bankers talking to you, the men and the ones perpetrating the street hustle in a three-piece suit. That's something I made up. I like it. A street hustle in a three-piece suit that is usury, interest, or REBA-based money creation or lending. Or either one, either creating the money or lending, which is really both the same thing, and it's usury. We are going to triumph over it. We are going to triumph over this holistic versus dominant medical cartel system. We shall triumph. We will create a system where the people can go. We can coexist. You know, if people want to remain in that system, that is their prerogative. We hope we weren't too loud and didn't want to wake you up kind of thing. If you want to remain there, that is fine. And that's what happens is those people don't want to affiliate with us. I've got family members that are like that. That they, when they come to Colorado, they will not come visit. All because I'm creating organic money. So they, just like those doctors, they can't believe it, that they've been brainwashed by that same system. Organic is better. Get it? It's that simple. Organic food, water, clothing, security, shelter, everything that you control in your hood, where you live, create it there as much as possible, in all cases. If it's energy and it's dangerous somewhere, don't take that nasty stuff and have it go somewhere else, right? Meaning, I don't know, nuclear power plant, for instance, or nuclear disposal, or because it's all one world. It's a system. It all gets back. Let's not create the poisons in the first place. What do you say? There's a better way. Once you unlock the money thing, all the other correct solutions, we will be able to finance them. So regardless of what your particular issue is, they all go back to the money. There'll be more love in the world, all the free good things. Free, there'll be more kindness. There'll be more justice. There'll be more caring. There'll be more empathy. There'll be more togetherness. There'll be more everything that is good, education and truth, honesty. All of it will be better. When you get to the original sin, because, follow the money, another exemplification that is just evidence. I always like to give evidence for these generalized quotes. There's one that goes, he who has the gold makes the rules. That's not exactly true, but ultimately, who has the gold right now? The people in control of the money. Once we control the money, we will acquire the gold. Over time, the gold will come to us. The truth is magnetic. And that's what's going on there. Choice is back. She actually just went to, for medicine herself at a local dispensary. Cheers to Colorado for having the beautiful enlightenment of having a beautiful state visually along with the beautiful minds that would permit the legalization of a benevolent weed. Additionally, oh, new news, I didn't bring this up yet. I just found out yesterday that apricot seeds are forbidden by the medical cartel. You will be arrested if you have medical seeds, apricot seeds, apparently. Pretty wild. And what we can do about that is ignore it. That's what I would say, is ignore that dumb rule. And yesterday I went and got, I don't know, 3 pounds. I might have brought this up. Anyway, I bought three pounds of apricots. And I actually chewed them. This was really interesting. I'd never had a, you know, normally you spit out the pit. Anyway, we broke it up with a nutcracker. So it's a hard shell of the pit. So it's that hard. You actually use like a walnut cracker. And inside of there is a soft pit, or maybe that's the nut or whatever. Maybe that's the seed. Maybe that was food on the outside. I don't know how that actually germinates. But ultimately, I chewed on it, and my sister chewed it first, and she's like, dude, try this. It's really good. It was really good. It tasted like a cherry, what do you call it? Maraschino cherry. Had that flavor to it where, you know, you have like those candies with liquid cherry inside. It's really sweet. It's a little bit too sweet for my liking. But in any case, that's exactly what it tastes like naturally, which was amazing because it was just how different. I was expecting something more citrusy or tart or whatever, but it was totally sweet and different. So anyway, that is my personal testimony because there's cyanide in it. That's supposedly the reason why they are, that's illegal, that's the reasoning by the New World Order slave masters, is that it's poisonous. And well, anyway, I'm still here. And the other thing that I did too yesterday, just to test on myself, because everything that we advocate, we are going to do. It's not a talk show, it's a do show. We do all these things. So I actually took some drops of iodine, which had 10% alcohol in it. And, by the way, it's the first time I have alcohol in a really long time. But that's the other kind of alcohol. That's, I don't know, the kind that's actually supposed to be poisonous. Not that it's not all poisonous. But anyway, rubbing alcohol, it effectively was. So anyway, it was really, didn't taste like normal alcohol. But anyway, still here on both counts. You can drop these drops of iodine in, and that's something that, Herb Briggs is, an advocate for, and he has a whole health regimen wrapped around, iodine and using heavy, doses of iodine topically and orally, putting in your food, et cetera. So I've never put it actually in my mouth or actually in any food, but I've done it topically. But I'm just lazy with it. I don't do it regularly enough. That's why I'm really going to start as becoming an advocate or an affiliate for Kangen Water, which is the machine that we spoke of yesterday with Chris Steiner, who's an expert on it. He's an expert on a lot of stuff. Very knowledgeable dude. Really do check him out because he, my black belt skills are on monetary, systems and innovation problem solving, and his are on, basically doing, biology and, medical and health issues. So he's much more knowledgeable. He's actually much better, like with Gates and, because he was just like whipping out shows. I don't know if you heard this, yesterday he was talking about an episode on InfoWars with Alex Jones where he was attacking Ron Paul. That was the first, because normally he's pretty much a Ron Paul sycophant. And so anyway, that was the first time I ever actually, I didn't listen to it myself, so I want to kind of check it out to see. You know, you should challenge all people. Nobody is a god. So as soon as you get to a sort of place where you're deifying some person as your savior, you need to check yourself, whether it's Obama or yourself or Ron Paul or anybody, any guy. If Bill is your guy, don't deify anybody. You need to be self-sovereign, and the creator is God. We'll be right back.
You dig what I'm saying? Now if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, then universally we will stand, and divided we will fall.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you completely fed up with being dependent on those fat cat electricity monopolies that raise your rates again and again? Are you terrified about how you'll keep your home and family safe when a power crisis happens? 123/power.com has set up a free video presentation that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they are, incompetent lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy, others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. The video at 123/power.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret to slash your power bill and beat the electricity monopoly for good. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123/power.com and discover one weird trick to cut your power bill and protect your home. Easy to remember, 123/power.com. Go watch the video now before they shut it down. Again, that's 123/power.com.
You're listening to Mapless Revolution Radio. I'm your host, Wayne Walton. We are heading west on I-70. and just made a quick pit stop at Georgetown, and like little tourists here. Kind of cool. Sometimes, yeah, you live and you look. What we become accustomed to, we often forget how amazing it is. And that kind of happens with our personal selves. We all have some unique gifts, unique abilities, and we need our friends to help identify them. So I want to set up something on our website where, you know, as people join the Mountain Hours Revolution, that they can get assigned to their roles. I shouldn't put it that way. They will, you know, volunteer for them. But ultimately, we will have different positions that we need to get filled out locally where you live. And you would basically have your friends vouch for you so that you're a referable individual. You know, the existing credit system is based upon a fraud, so we are going to rewrite all of that and wipe those reports clean. You've got credit in our system. Often the good people just will choose not to participate, so they get, you know, they get bad marks for being debt slaves. Well, in this system, we will want to identify with your closest network of people, and if you don't have somebody, we'll help you out with that. We'll develop a questionnaire, and basically, you know, we have our own perceptions of ourselves, which often our ego gets us into bad places, but nonetheless, we want to, you know, not necessarily talk about what you do right now, but what you want to do based upon your goals for your eulogy, why people are going to attend your eulogy, what you achieved, what values you supported, and how you stuck your neck out to support those values, and how you created a better future for all human beings. And the Mountain Hours Revolution, that's what we care about. We don't care about athletes and entertainers and politicians and professional, other sorts of professional liars. We don't care about those things. They have their own monetary system that supports and edifies them. But if you're a benevolent creature that truly gets down with mankind, spiritually develops systems and supports those systems, we are going to edify you in our system. You are our hero. Not just physically stick. We're talking about stick your head out. For your reputation, people like, obviously, like Richard Gage, Architects and Engineers from Money Truth, as a quickie. So we'll be right back talking about the system for revolution. Revolution. Revolution.
And let the demons run amok. But it doesn't matter because it's just a ride. And we can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice. No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money. A choice right now between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your door, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love instead see all of us as